In this bulletin, the High Court hands down a ruling on asylum seeker cases brought against the federal government. Indigenous Australians in the Northern Territory welcome a new law that would preserve two seats in federal parliament. And in rugby, the Wallabies say team cohesion and mental preparation are key to winning against Argentina in Saturday's Tri Nations finale. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The High Court has ruled that those detained in immigration detention will not be able to have their case heard in the federal court. The federal government successfully argued that up to 50 cases concerning poor medical treatment and claims for damages should only be heard in the High Court. Lawyers for the asylum seekers told the High Court they are concerned the outcome would only increase the time and cost of the cases. The Chinese artist who created the fake image that was tweeted by a Chinese government official says he won't be apologising to Prime Minister Scott Morrison for what he did. The altered image shows an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan boy in a reference to a landmark report on alleged war crimes committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Mr. Morrison has demanded an apology and has asked for the tweet to be removed. The Chinese embassy in Canberra says it won't be backing away from its criticism, accusing the Australian government of overreacting to divert attention away from the alleged war crimes. In a video on social media website Weibo, artist Fu Yu says he emphasises with Mr. Morrison but urged him to reform the Australian military.
I feel sympathetic for him and fully understand his mood right now. But I would still advise Mr. Morrison to face reality and put his efforts on domestic affairs, like making sure that his military becomes more disciplined so that these kinds of tragedies don't ever happen again. That would be a truer contribution for mankind.
Victoria has recorded its 33rd consecutive day without a coronavirus case, though authorities are urging vigilance after viral fragments were detected in the wastewater. The Department of Health and Human Services has revealed a wastewater treatment plant at Colac in the state's south produced a positive sample from November the 23rd. Further analysis showed the sample had very low levels of viral fragments. The Health Department says that points to someone in the area shedding the virus after recovering from it. And business groups in New South Wales are calling for a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions to encourage people to get into the spirit of Christmas shopping. Retailers must now adhere to the one person per 4 square metre rule unless they are a supermarket or a shop that mostly sells food. New South Wales has recorded up to 24 consecutive days without a single locally transmitted coronavirus case, and many other restrictions imposed to stop the spread of the virus have already been eased. Business New South Wales says retailers need to be given a chance to capitalise on Christmas spending with a relaxation of restrictions on their premises. Legislation to guarantee the retention of Northern Territory's two seats in federal parliament is expected to pass the Senate today. There is bipartisan support for the bill to preserve the seats of Solomon and Lingiari, the latter of which has the highest level of Indigenous student enrolment in the country of 40.6%. Indigenous Labor Senator Mulindiri McCarthy says it is a historic day for effective democracy.
The people of the Northern Territory have fought hard to protect the two seats. The decision by the AEC to remove one of them we found was unfair and unjust, and this was one occasion where we did unite strongly to ensure a fair process in terms of political voices in the Australian Parliament.
In rugby, Wallabies player Alan Atatoa says the team will be looking to end the year on a high note when they face Argentina in Saturday's final Tri Nations clash. New Zealand's 38-0 thumping of Argentina in Newcastle on Saturday has all but ended Australia's chances of winning the tournament, with a 101-point win over the Pumas required for the Wallabies to finish at the top of the standings. Alatoa says the team is also seeking redemption after a 15-all draw against the Pumas last month.
Wanting to put on performance that, you know, that we'll be proud of is huge for us in this last game. We've got to make sure that we enjoy each other's company, you know, this week, both on and off the field, and then when we're on the field that we challenge each other like we have been doing in the past, you know, because we know that we do that, you know, we put the work in on the field, enjoy each other's company off the field, then, you know, we're doing everything we can to put on a performance that we'll be proud of on Saturday.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, cloud clearing 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy 19. Hobart, windy, partly cloudy 17. Canberra, sunny and 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny with a possible late shower, 34. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.